She's a hooker?
Yeah.
Who's a hooker?
Shubba and Kelly and
Karthik,
also known as Stars Car.
Whenever we have a guest, their name has to start with a K.
And Arkansas Daisy King. Wasn't that like your Zanga username?
That was my AIM screen name.
Is that the screen name you used to write your Lord of the Rings fanfiction? Because
I feel like very quickly evolved into us just like making fun of Karthik. That's not what we wanted it to be originally. But.
Oh god, I'm not going to say this in case someone finds this later and then finds my Lord of the Rings fanfiction.
Say what? You're not going to say
Arkansas.
What?
What it was called. Only one person in the world knows.
Ruby?
No.
Is it someone that we know?
Trishna?
Maybe.
So we can squeeze it
Chris.
Out of them?
No.
It's Chris.
Chris, Manu. Probably is, no.
You're
no.
One of your cousins.
No.
Your mom.
No.
Your dad.
No.
Your sister.
No. Who else? How did you both say it at the same time?
Let's continue asking until we find out.
Pants.
Okay.
This is already devolved.
Yeah, it has.
Okay, but I was saying that every single guest star that we have, their name has to start with K.
There was my brother.
Brother, Kyle.
Now we have Karthik.
And now we're out. I can't think of any more people.
Wait, I'm your second guest star?
Else. We had my brother when we talked about Game of Thrones because he's read the books and watched the shows.
Oh, I've done both.
Oh, well, next time have both of y'all. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know any other K-named people, I don't think.
I do. I won't name them on air.
Name names, Shubba.
Oh, there's one. Kahlua. You're going to have him on the show.
Oh, you know, I have not drank that. Ever. Wait, where is it?
I don't see Kahlua.
Oh, is that rum? Never mind.
Oh, I should have Kahlua. It's in there somewhere, I think. But sadly, all of my alcohol on my shelf has been used for baking. and not really for drinking, which is unfortunate.
Why did you bring all this alcohol with you to the studio, Kelly?
Okay. We need to get a real studio with padded walls.
Yeah.
We need to go to an insane asylum and record there.
Radley Sanitarium. Yeah.
Okay, so what are we talking about this time, guys?
Not
enough
modern
preamble.
Not modern romance, but
postmodern.
Current. What's a synonym for romance?
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Current.
Hookups. If we're talking about modern life.
Heartbeat.
Yeah. Current
love.
Heartbeat.
Love.
This is a show about medicine.
Amore.
There's no scientific
Enamor.
Way of knowing where the heart is.
Enamor. That's true.
You know, Greeks used to think that was the center of consciousness.
Oh.
Isn't that funny now?
They're so dumb. Those Greek
people.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Wait, have y'all both read the book, Modern Romance?
I heard the book.
I read the synopsis.
You heard it. You read the synopsis. I've also read the synopsis and heard some of his bits. So I feel like we could use that as a jumping off point. Shubba, what's the book about?
So, Oz is, I'm sorry.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Sorry.
You're such a
I'm not
racist.
Familiar with
it. Can you do it in an Indian accent?
No, can you?
Well, technically it's an Arabic name, but...
Can you do it in an Indian accent?
No, can you?
Can you?
Like, Aziz Ansari? like that?
It's not as exciting. It's kind of like in Love Actually where they ask the British guy to say, like, table, straw.
Oh, can I talk in a fake British accent the whole time?
No, absolutely not. Don't. Yeah.
We're here with coffee. No.
Platform 9 3/4.
I'm a, what? Oh, wait, no, the best is, there's no post on Sunday.
There's a storm coming, Harry.
Okay, there's a storm coming, Harry.
Are you guys ready?
We're done. We're done. No more.
Okay, so the book is about, I think the first part is about technology and about, like, how texting has become the norm, and it makes it, people are like, why would anyone ever call me? Like, I prefer to do everything over text. And
so why you guys never pick up my calls?
Texting. Yes. I always pick up your calls.
I was lost earlier.
Oh, did you call?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
And I was just like, oh, maybe they're just like only want texting.
I did not notice that you called. I think that my my phone was on buzz and I was getting the studio stuff. My bad.
No problem.
I like that you tried FaceTime first.
That was an accident.
She don't want to see
And then
face.
I was too dark because it was dark outside. It was just a black screen.
Is that a legitimate problem that you
constant
have?
Struggle?
Well, I mean, like it's night. I mean, I think anyone will have that problem. But
not,
yeah.
Not anyone.
Some specific people, yes.
We should do some research and see about this.
Texting is talking about technology at first. Yeah.
Makes things difficult.
Yeah.
You what people mean. Well, yeah. You kind of sometimes do, but
yeah.
It's not like hearing their voice, which you don't get to do any. That's like off the table.
Right.
If you're romancing someone, you can't call them.
That would be, like, stalker.
Yeah, it would be way too much. There's, like, a quote on Girls in, like, the first season where they talk about the hierarchy of chat or whatever. Like, G-chat is at, like, the very bottom. And then they're, like, at the very top is a phone call. But, I mean, that's just not the world we live in or something. They say something like that. I was like, yeah. It's very true.
I think I'm very much still a person who likes to call people and talk to them.
That's good.
There's something about hearing the human voice.
Yeah.
So otherwise, like, you have to put all these fake smileys in, and they all can get endlessly analyzed.
What if the smileys are real?
Emojis are the best, though.
That's
what
if
you
called?
They've elevated
emojis.
Our technology.
Well,
our
emoji.
Communication.
I mean, I don't know. I just still can't tell the difference with a lot of the faces. Because the expression, some of them look
old
like...
Old man, you need to get your eyes checked.
I do. Well, I mean, I can understand what the faces are, but, like the one where they're like that, with the fake tears, apparently that's, like, laughter tears.
Oh,
I thought they were
smiling.
I thought they were sad tears.
Oh.
It's smiling.
So it's lent to, like, really awkward problems.
Oh. Someone told you some sad news and you sent the laughter tears one?
Yes.
Instead of calling
And they were just
them.
Like, fuck you, what's the problem?
Whoa.
Is that really
And
happen?
So then I called them, and
That's
I was like,
awesome.
I'm sorry, this was wrong. And they're like, are you, like, 39? And I was like, I'm 26.
It's possible.
Is that the oldest age you could think of?
No, even though I'm talking...
No one's older than that, Shabab.
What are you, 39?
39?
Well, my grandparents, and they're turning into their late 80s, they're on WhatsApp, they're sending emojis. And,
really?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That is astounding. Wow, yeah. Good for them.
My grandmother thinks a computer is like a magic box.
Oh. Oh, well...
It is, I guess.
Yeah. It is, I suppose. Yeah, what was I gonna say? I've gotten... So, as y'all know, I do... Some dating sometimes.
What?
What is this dating?
And sometimes when, like, you're meeting someone via one of these apps or whatever. I only use Tinder very briefly. I never met anyone through it. But this one person who seemed normal, which, granted, like, all the people on there are not... There's, like, a baseline of, like, not normal. Like, mm-hmm. The guys on here, like, have their photos are just, like... pictures that are from the same photo, like, selfie photo shoot that they've done, but, like, with their, like, expression very, like, imperceptibly changing over the course of, like, 4 or 5 photos. It's, like, very dead-eyed, too. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of guys with dead animals and guns, which, okay, maybe some people are into that.
I just assume that, like, Tinder will, since it's supposed to allegedly be about hookups, that it would just be, like, people...
I know people who've met their boyfriend or girlfriend via Tinder, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know, but anyway, this guy seemed normal, and we were having, like, a conversation about tacos, and then he sends me this text that's like, so, how are you gonna challenge me? I need to be with someone who challenges me, because I'm just, like, really, like, he started, like, talking about how great he is and all this stuff, and he, like...
Was he really that great?
No, fuck
I'm Remember you said that if you he said something like, if you don't challenge me, I wouldn't even want to be friends with
yes,
you.
Yes, that's what he said. Yeah, he said, if you don't challenge me, I don't even think we could be friends. And I didn't say anything, but Shibba gave me the best line that I should have said to him. What should I have said?
Looks like you're already challenged. Sorry.
No, I should have said that. Shibba was like, you should say to him, I'm a serial killer. Is that challenging enough? Which I plan to say in the future. Oh my god.
You'd be the most really hilarious serial killer.
Yeah, I would be very bad at it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
Not a winner.
Have there ever been any female serial killers? I feel like everything so. I always hear about is just, like, these crazy males. And I can't tell if that's because women don't have the propensity to be a serial killer.
Technically, Typhoid Mary is a serial killer, right? Yes.
I don't even think about that.
She was, like, a lady who had... She's, like, a carrier for typhoid, and she's also a cook. And people would eat her food, and then they would contract typhoid or whatever and die. I don't think she did it on purpose, but...
She was,
like, a silent carrier of typhoid. Yeah, or typhus... I don't know.
Oh, when did this happen?
A long time ago. Oh. I want to say in the 1800s, maybe. I don't know.
Google that.
It was, I think, on This American Life or Radiolab, one of those. Okay. It's the only way I absorb knowledge these days. So, so yeah. What about you guys?
Gosh. I have not been using the apps. I've been using one app.
Yeah.
And I have not been using it very well.
And it only sends you Indian guys, right?
Only sends, yeah. It's racially profiling.
Shibba's Indian, in case y'all didn't know. They probably can't tell because...
Wait, she's Indian?
You won't do the accent?
I'm just, like, race blind, and I never realized
race.
This.
I don't see race. I always see race. That's not true. That's not true. That's fucked up.
What'd you say?
Kelly said she only sees race.
That's not true. I was just being edgy.
You can't even say it with a serious face.
So you only get Indian guys on this app? It's because you have a...
Mostly.
Yeah.
A white guy messaged me a few days ago, but I just now saw it.
You've leveled up.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty God. Fun. That's...
Let the record reflect that I do not, in fact, think white people are at a higher level than Indian.
That is what you said, though.
It's a joke. I've been playing too many video games.
I like when Louis C.K. has that bit about how white people aren't better than other people, but being white is clearly better than being any other race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he talks about how, like, when there's a new world order, it's not going to be, like, one race is going to move to the top and whites will be second. It's like, whites will be at the very bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There will be retribution. I love Louis C.K.
I've never seen any of his stuff. I will
what?
Check
he's
it
so
out.
He's so funny.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Can't wait till the day when race just doesn't matter.
I don't know if that will
But I feel like, I don't know, I was thinking about it today. I was just like, well, if we want to get to a day when race doesn't matter, what if we all just, like, you know, wore burkas and stuff? But then I thought, like, hey, that would suck because I don't want to wear burkas.
It's
all
too
the time.
Hot outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I also realized that, like, humans will just be like, her voice is so much deeper than his, blah, 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 undifferentiated
yeah.
on different things.
That's true.
We'll always find a way to judge each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not going to be a race podcast.
I think
it already
is.
Yeah, back away from race.
Stop talking about
race. We can have the intersection of race and love, but not just race. It's too heavy. It's too heavy. So.
Yeah, okay. So I went on a date with a half Indian guy. So
oh,
yes,
that was only
like,
half?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What is Indian? Sorry,
what is the other half?
White.
Oh.
White.
Sorry, is that what you told him?
Liked
say
how
it.
I said it the first
white?
Time, so I
say
wanted
it,
to say
it
again.
Say it again.
White. Okay. Anyway, and it was fine, but he did not contact me afterwards. I liked him, but he had just moved to Houston and he was treating me like a tour guide. Like, where should I eat?
Like, followed you around, asked you for the audio.
Yeah,
ride.
Exactly. I had to, like, look up some maps for him.
Where's the place
to book this itinerary?
Where should I eat this week? Where should I?
I was his concierge. I think he thought I was the concierge.
Did you guys see that Office episode when he thinks the concierge is like a geisha?
No. I mean, I probably have seen it, but
I think
don't
so.
Know.
Yeah.
That. Oh, and he's just like, the concierge is just such a refined woman.
Oh,
like, what?
I don't remember. I haven't watched The Office.
I need to stop recording this. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's allowed. We support binge watching here.
Is this your German accent?
No. This is my normal voice.
The other voice is my American accent.
In conclusion.
That was the end of my story.
Wait, so did he talk about your cultural roots that were shared together, or was he
Oh, is that what people do on dates? Is that talk about their shared cultural roots?
Or wait, was he like, oh yeah, I'm half Indian, blah blah blah.
Yeah, he just
you inquired as to his racial status.
Like, as soon as I saw him, I was like, what are you racially?
Like, racially.
Wow, you said that as soon as he's on the date. Like, hey, it's nice to meet you.
Hello.
Like, what are you?
What are you racially?
Racially, yeah.
Categorize yourself.
Yeah.
No.
If he said the wrong thing, you'd be like, I'm out of here.
No, he had an Indian name, so I knew he was Indian. And then he was like, I'm half white. And I was like, oh, so exotic.
Ah, yes. Being half white is really exotic.
Oh, my God.
So exotic.
It's not. People treat you like you're white, which is actually probably a good thing.
Yeah. So it was overall good, but I haven't, I mean, he was, like, normal.
Yeah.
He wasn't weird.
But you've been on a bad day before, right?
Like, many years ago.
With, the aqua.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wait, what?
Explain why that one was bad.
That one was bad because he was, like, talking about the military a lot.
Was he in the military?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
He was, like, he was not in the military, but he was writing, he was working on a project that he wanted to submit to some organization that is related to the military. And so the project had to be, like, weapons related.
That's what you're just like, oh, holy shit. Love a man in your
He was talking about it a lot. And I was like, I don't care at all. I have nothing to say about this. This sounds horrible. And you're probably going to accidentally kill some people.
I don't, like, I think when, pivoting back to what you're talking about, like, yeah. I don't know, I think that, like, I get miserable when I'm on Netflix because I just have too many damn choices. And I'm just like, is it this movie? Is it this movie? And I actually just get paralyzed and just don't watch anything.
That's what a lot of people do.
I just keep watching the same shows again and
again. Wait, this is exactly what Aziz talks about.
Yeah, that's why I pivoted there.
I actually don't feel like there's too many choices. I feel like there's no choices and that all of the people are terrible.
Well, what he was saying was that, like, so now he's unfortunately happily settled down with some chef lady.
And that's because he just likes to eat.
She made him a birthday cake that said, if you're reading this, it's too cake.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Oh my God, I know they're meant for each other.
It's too Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty adorable.
Wait,
yeah.
Apparently Drake and Serena Williams are together.
I saw that.
Isn't she, like, much older than him?
Or no.
Stronger than him as well.
Oh, much stronger. How though he's pretty jacked.
How old is he?
No, he's not.
He's probably like
rapper standards.
Oh, she's
pretty,
like, in her early 30s.
Oh, for some reason I thought she was older than that. Okay. That's cute. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
It's real cute.
She's definitely the power in the power couple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's too few choices.
So he talks about how, I guess, when he was first doing online dating or the apps or whatever.
Drake or Aziz?
Aziz. I've not had a
Drake just goes to strip clubs.
I don't think he's ever been on
that. Only app he meets women. I don't know how he met Serena. Yeah.
He was like a fan first. He like went to all of her matches.
Oh.
And then
that's
she was
sweet.
Like, who's that hottie in the crowd? Oh, it's Drake.
Aubrey. It's Aubrey.
It's Aubrey.
Yeah.
Aubrey Graham.
Yeah.
Serena and Aubrey. Oh, they sound so good together.
Yeah. They
he's
do.
So
Aubrey
legit to me.
What,
he's
Drake?
What?
Not legit.
He's so legit.
Not legit.
Yeah, he started from the bottom, yeah.
He started from
I had
a relative
fingers.
Bottom. I mean,
he was there, and now he's here.
Yeah.
I saw that MTV Cribs episode.
What?
Yeah,
what
you can
watch
this.
I don't understand your interest.
Where did you find an episode?
No, it's on YouTube.
MTV
it's really surreal. It's before Drake was famous, and he was, like, just starting off on Degrassi, and he's just showing his house. And he's like, one day I'm going to be in hip-hop. And he's, like, really thin. Like, you can see his whole house. It's pretty nice.
He said, according to his song, he was working on TV, making 50 racks a year, and that after he helped his mama out, that shit would disappear.
Oh, that's so terrible.
So, I'm just saying, like, no, he didn't start from the bottom, like, Jay-Z bottom, but
or 50 Cent bottom.
Yeah.
He started from the middle.
He started from the bottom of the middle. That doesn't make for a very good song.
Doesn't bottom of the middle in, like, Canada translate to, like...
But he, the area he's...
That's, like, US. Upper middle class.
In the U.S.
But Drake is still the best, and that's decided.
So. I agree.
Well, he's a great singer. I think we both have the exact same vocal range, which is why I, like, enjoy singing his music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is really random, but I sang it, his song at my school's talent show.
What song?
Which one?
I probably, it's kind of a weird choice. Like,
which one? I know all of them. Which one?
We're going home. We're
that's not a weird choice.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird choice for a school.
School talent show.
At least you didn't do, like, I don't know, something more
sexual.
Yeah, that would have been worse.
But anyway, pivoting.
So as he's talking about how before he was dating this girl, he would just, like, go on lots of dates, and then if he didn't, like, 100% like the girl after one or two dates,
mm-hmm.
he would just, like, move on.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, after one or two dates he realized that they were completely incompatible or realized she was a murderer. It was just, like, he didn't, like, 100% feel a connection.
Yeah.
And he was saying that that's because there's so many people to choose from.
Yeah.
If the first one doesn't work out, he's like, whatever, I'll get another match. But then after
the paradox
that,
of choice.
Oh, that's so weird. Started... I feel like there's too few people to choose
but then,
from.
So after that, he started... doing, like, he would go on a date with a girl and then give it a lot more time mm-hmm. to decide if...
Well, I think it comes down to, like, different philosophical conceptions of love, right? Do you, like, because I think, like, a lot of people, especially as parent, people whose parents had arranged marriages and stuff, like, they're definitely not, like, compatible at all. But then, like, I can't imagine them apart. And so is love a process where you grow to love each other? And is that what it should be? Or do you think it's something where you just, boom, instantly click and are instantly compatible?
It's somewhere in the middle. But aren't arranged marriages, it's not like they're totally incompatible. Like, that wouldn't make sense, right? They wouldn't be arranged if they were, like, totally incompatible. Isn't that the point? Like, your parents know you really well, so they know what you want.
I think that, like, the institution of marriage as, like, even, like, anything related to love is only, like,
it's very new. Yeah.
150 years.
That's true.
Yeah. And so it's basically like, our family will get some land out of this.
I'd like to get some land out of a relationship. None of my relationships have led to land ownership.
Like some property.
Yeah.
We'll introduce you to some people in India.
Land ownership.
But yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you have to kind of get along in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that you would be able to fall in love with someone that you didn't get along with.
If you're in, like, super patriarchal society.
But
in America,
you would learn to live with it, but I don't think you could, like, love that person if you, like, I don't know. Especially if, like, not, like, especially if they were a bad person, they, like, beat you and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But yeah, I think I have the opposite problem as Aziz. Aziz obviously had lots of choices. He's amazing.
I know.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for you, Aziz.
But what about Aziz in college? I mean, I guess he's really funny, so maybe he could have gotten luck.
Well, he's clearly, like, very, sociable and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not, like, a goblin either. So, and I think for women, attractiveness is important, but it's not as important as just for dudes. So, it seems to not be as important, so.
Wait, really?
Yeah, well, because, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I would just like the dude to seem normal.
Yeah,
that's like the
at
first
this point,
level is,
yeah, my standards are so, just what, I want someone who's
normal. No grammar mistakes.
No, yeah, people who are literate, please. No pictures of dead animals in your profile. No, like, dark selfies in the dark, like when you're in front of someone's laundry machine. Like, none of that
No bathroom selfies.
No bathroom selfies. No selfies of you with, like, lots of cash in the picture.
No car selfies?
No car selfies.
Everyone does car selfies.
Yeah. No selfies where your genitalia are showing.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite profile that I saw in Coffee Meets Bagel was that guy who said, so in Coffee Meets Bagel, it gives you an option that's like, I like ... and you choose, like, three things. And I am ...
Wait, what are the choices? Like, I like genitalia.
You can write it.
It gives you choices, or you can write your own.
Yeah. A lot of people just choose the default choices.
Silly but serious.
So silly, but also so serious.
I didn't know. I think that, like...
Wait, let me finish my story.
Sorry. Apologies. I'll have to edit that out. My man trumps.
I was almost done.
Sorry. I interrupted you.
No, it's okay. That goes against podcast rules, probably. Yeah. Telling someone, shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
No, there are no rules here, except no eating. We don't eat.
Yeah, I know about that rule. No, this one guy put, I am universe. I should have married that guy.
He's pretty cosmic.
You should have.
Maybe he was high when he did it.
I didn't show me that.
I had the screenshot saved on my phone. Every time I look at it, I'm like, this guy.
I see universe. People who are like, I appreciate it when my date, like, responds to texts quickly. Yes. Or calls me before she goes to sleep. And it's like, that's fucking, like, too much, man. Like, what girl reads that and is like, yes, I want someone who wants me to call them right before I go to sleep.
But I think that, like, everyone is just sort of like, oh, it's too hookup-y and people aren't, like, real people, right? But, like, then I think that guys
I think they are too real. I don't like what they're showing me.
But I think guys are penalized for, like, being both genuine and emotionally vulnerable.
I've never met a guy who was emotionally vulnerable.
Online dating, or?
None of the guys that I've ever gone on dates with or, like, been in any kind of dating situation with have been
emotionally vulnerable. What kind of apps are you using?
I don't think I know any guy that I would be like, oh, yes, he is emotionally vulnerable.
And I think the other problem is that, like, it's not the computer's fault, right? It's going to do with whatever the data it has. And I think that I've wondered about whether or not, like, it makes sense for people to fill it out themselves at all. Maybe they have a friend who knows you better.
A matchmaker?
Yeah.
Like the startup podcast? Did you listen to that?
I thought you were going
to
say, like, Mulan.
Like Mulan! I would be fine with that. But,
well, you helped me draft my profile.
Yeah, that's true.
Because mine was, like, my LinkedIn. Oh, that's my problem. It's like, I'm very driven, blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
I want to accomplish a lot. And I was just like, I sound like a crazy person.
No, it's actually fine because most people say, I really like to chill and relax. I like people who like to have fun. I just like to go out.
I like to explore the city.
I like to explore, yeah. That kind of thing. Work hard, play hard, etc.
Wait, what were you, like, saying? That thing about how people always put where they have lived?
Oh, yeah! On Tinder? This is, like, a thing. I stopped using Tinder, so I don't... It hasn't been fresh in my mind, but every guy lists the airport codes for where they have lived and traveled. It's a very strange phenomenon.
It's trying to seem, like, very cosmopolitan.
I don't know. I've only seen it on Tinder, but it'll be, like, ATX, like, DFW, LAX.
Those, like, are, like, not glamorous. DFW?
It's not glamorous. It's not.
Birmingham Airport.
Exactly. It's so strange. And, yeah, I don't know, like... Is that, if that's what you want, if you want to end your Tinder, like, communication with some kind of, like, sex, is that really, like, how is that
leading
to
that?
Yeah.
Well, I
don't know, like, I'm not impressed
by
the number of, like, airport call.
Call signs, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's very weird.
DFW.
Yeah.
He's a real dick setter.
I guess it's a hub, but yeah.
I know.
This is a continental hub.
No, it's the American Airlines.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
So there's that. And then there's a lot of pictures of guys with tigers on there.
Oh.
It's like a legitimate thing. I don't know how they get pictures with, like, tigers, because tigers are kind of enormous,
rare,
scary animals. But
yeah.
Anyway, so that's the thing that's on Tinder. But I haven't used Tinder in a long time, because I never really messaged anyone that was normal, and then I gave up. So, yeah.
So coffee meets bagel, you think, is...
It's okay, I guess. I mean, it's okay in that it's low stress. You don't really have to do anything, but it doesn't necessarily match you with people that you would want to date. Like, I wouldn't want to date someone who didn't have, like, a similar educational background as me. I don't think they would want to date me either.
Because you'd be like, oh, what about this American life? And they're like, the life I'm living now.
Well, like, no.
This American life we're living.
I just think that we would not have a lot in common. I don't want to, like, date someone who has, like, multiple guns in their possession and, like,
right,
kills animals on
just
the reg.
The one.
Yeah, just...
No.
Two or less, I would say.
No, like what we're you told me after all. About Coffee Beats Bagel is that, and I agree with, is that it's too low stress.
Yeah, it's probably
I often too. Forget about
God
it.
God damn it, Soman.
You have to, okay, because you get a new match at noon every day. Yeah. So usually I check it at like 11 or something, and it's still like the previous day's match.
Set an alarm.
I'm not setting an alarm. This is bullshit.
Calendar task. So awkward.
Well, but yeah, it's kind of easy to forget.
It is. Yeah.
I think the thing that's interesting is that, like, in other societies, they just outsource it to other people. And I guess that...
Oh.
And I wonder, like, if, like, you had, like, your... Like, what if Shibo was in charge of your Coffee Meets Bagel? Do you feel like you'd be better off or not?
No, because Shibo would make it into a game and she would say yes to all these guys that have, like, just pictures of their entire face filling up the whole thing. She would, see? Let me check and see who I got today. Let's see. Probably someone stupid.
Okay. I want to see.
No, I don't remember. Oh, I don't remember if they wrote anything entertaining on their thing, or if I can go back and look at people.
Yeah.
Okay. There's definitely okay. Like this. Like what the fuck is this?
It's not a good picture.
It's like a picture of the side of his face, and he's frowning.
It's like the worst.
He looks
angle.
Like the type of guy that goes.
He
to
says
like
he's
a,
silly but serious. Yeah. I
what
appreciate when my
serious?
Date contributes to the conversation.
He does not sit silently.
He's probably only used to dating like sex dolls.
Wow.
They never contribute to the conversation. They just sit there.
Pretty too bad to humans.
Oh my god. Yeah. Exactly.
Whoa. Is that the person you got today?
Yeah, that was the person I got today. Let's see.
If you pass on them, do they see that you passed on them?
They just, no.
They just, like, don't hear back from you.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, it doesn't matter. I don't need to go into this. But I promise you there's a lot of terrible people on there.
No, if I manage your Coffee Meets Bagel, I would not do it as a game. I would take it seriously. And I think I would reject more guys than you would reject yourself.
I think the problem is that I've been so exposed to so many, like, so much of it that my tolerance for bullshit has decreased. No, increased.
Yeah,
it's increased.
Tolerance has
increased. So now I'm kind of like, as long as they're normal and they're not, like, creepy, saying something creepy in a message right off the bat, or their pictures seem normal and they're not all selfies, then I'll probably message them back, probably, maybe. But OkCupid has like a list of questions that people answer, and you answer them. Most people answer most questions publicly, and there's some questions like, do you feel like a woman has an obligation to keep her legs shaped? And a lot of guys on there say yes, and it's like, I don't want to message someone who says that, even if they are cool in all the other respects. Or do you think that men should be the heads of households and stuff like that? Or do you think that creation should be taught in schools? And a lot of people are like, yes, they should hear both sides.
No.
It's like, that's not, it's one side. There's just the one side. It's a, what is that thing called? That shape that only
then
has
one
side.
Maybe it's
one
of those opposites attract and you have chemistry.
No, I don't think that exists. I don't think the opposite of me would be attracted to me.
What would the opposite of you be?
Like
it'd be like
a mouse.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to go.
Republican Donald Trump loving giant hunter.
Yeah.
Who doesn't respect women at all.
I think it could be opposite,
probably,
in
which
terms
is a
of
lot of people
your
in Texas.
Persona, like, you're like very outgoing, you're less outgoing.
And they're an introvert.
Oh, that would work.
The Unabomber.
But not could, in like.
I would not date a Unabomber. No Unabombers, no furries.
Why do you have to bring that up all the time?
I think it would be really funny if Shubha dated a furry.
Of course you do.
If I managed your
coffee. You said I would sabotage your Coffee Meets Bagel.
No, I would actually probably do a better job at your Coffee Meets Bagel than you're doing currently, because you keep forgetting about people. The baseline
awesome.
Is so low.
No, I'm going to message that guy back. Here's the problem. He messaged me last week and said, how's your week going? And now it's a different week.
God damn it, Shabbat.
So what if I just act like it's the same week? And I'm like, it's been great, thank you.
Oh my god.
Wait, so you didn't like the guy, so you didn't message him back? Or?
No, I did. I legitimately, I think I just missed when this notification popped up. Because when I was looking at it, I didn't see the notification.
Gotcha.
And so I just didn't
see that he had messaged me.
And so he's thinking that you don't like him at all, etc.
Correct.
This is why, like, when I have been on romantic things, I only communicated through phone.
Phone calls?
Yeah, just calling. Oh. Yeah, because I didn't like the texting thing, because then I'd be like, what is she doing? Why isn't she responding?
Yeah,
and I was just like, why don't I just talk to her and hear her voice? And I like that better.
Yeah,
that's nice. Or I'd try and, like, video chat.
Oh. Yeah, that's nice. I don't think a single guy that I've dated has called me on the reg instead of texting me. That's just not done these days.
I think it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
For people.
Yeah, I don't know. But,
yeah. Do you FaceTime people? Hey, what's up, girl?
I always FaceTime people by accident. I keep, for
me
some
too.
Reason,
I do that
FaceTime
too.
To, like, my 10th grade English teacher in my pocket.
Did y'all chat?
I ended it. It was really awkward.
Just as she was picking up.
Well, she didn't know my number. She was like, who the hell is this?
And oh.
Like,
oh. No,
why do you... Okay. You have her number, but she doesn't have your number?
That's weird.
I don't know why. Confessions.
Oh, my God.
God, she's on my Facebook, too. If you tag me, she's going to see.
Oh, God. I'm excited for her to see that. Yeah. So, texting. Is it good? Is it bad? No. I don't know. No resolution.
I think texting is evil.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't like when, if things are going badly or something's wrong, there's only texting, because then one person is very confused and the other, I mean, you just don't know what's going on. It's not a very clear way of communicating with the other person.
KK.
So, what?
KK.
Shut up, goddamn it.
Dot, period.
Yeah, if someone does okay, period, that means I hate you and I want you to die.
Okay, period. Yeah.
What's really interesting to me is seeing, like, people that just started, like, jumping on the texting bandwagon, like my parents, adopt the same, like, emotional states and, like, things that
I had.
Yeah, I'm like, certain family members that may or may not be older than me recently got access to WhatsApp. And so, like, they'll just be like, oh my gosh, this person didn't, like, message me back when I'm talking. And I was like, oh, you sound like me in seventh grade.
That's so funny. My parents, like, don't. That just isn't something that affects them at all.
And, like, people that I grew up with, like, they're, like, getting on, like, they're, like, in their 60s, and they're putting selfies all over the place, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
My mom recently learned how to take a selfie.
Oh, really?
She looks awesome. She also, well, a funny thing with her is that sometimes her friends will send emails, like, to each other, like, a group email that's like, hey, like, should we get dinner this time? And mom's like, I haven't responded yet. I don't know if I want to go. She's like, God damn it, Mom. That's not a nice way to treat people. Yeah. But she's too cool for the rest of them, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah. But there's really no other way to meet people other than the apps.
How did people meet people back in the day? They just had, like, middle dances?
Yeah, I think so. Like a...
That's kind of cool.
Sock hop?
Sock hop. Yeah. We need more sock hops.
Yeah, I think that they just met each other through friends, but...
The club? Yeah.
These are my friends.
So Ouch. Screwed.
Okay, let's each go over our specifications. What are your specifications?
I don't have any specifications.
You do. We all do. Come on.
I want him to have a similar level of education to me.
Or
you're more.
Say similar
skin
race.
Color? No.
Wait, so what, like, when you say that, do you mean, like, they have to have graduated from, like, a U.S. college or something?
Doesn't have to be a U.S. college.
It can be a college in the U.K.
If he's British, you want to date Mr. Darcy?
Not Australian.
It's not a college. Yeah. Oh, yes, Australian. That's fine.
U.K. is better, but we'll settle for Australian.
You want to date, what's his name? The guy who plays Thor.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I would be okay with that.
Okay. College, grad, or more.
U.S. citizen. U.S. citizen. I'm not here for any green card marriage.
That's right, girl. That's the dating rule number one.
Yeah.
U.S. citizens only.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Non-citizens need not apply. Unless they're from the U.K., I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Is it just because of the accent? Because their teeth are bad, right? Oh.
No, it's because...
Kelly specifically only wants citizens from certain, non-U.S. citizens from certain parts of the world. Not the developing world.
Wow.
That seems reasonable.
That's accurate.
Is that, like, only, like, 1/10 of humanity.
Just countries that have colonized other countries.
Oh, I
see. No one that has been colonized.
Just let it happen.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
Let colonization happen.
No, look. I'm just explaining. USA, Canada. Canada has not colonized anyone, to my knowledge.
They're lucky we didn't colonize them.
Canada. Yeah.
Kidding.
The UK. That's it. England, preferably, not any of the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The other ones are horrible.
They're just Italy. Not as good as the... No.
Really?
No.
Really? Oh, interesting.
Well, look, Shippo works for a law firm. She knows how valuable U.S. citizenship is.
Yeah. That's... I said only U.S. citizens. Yeah.
So far, we are at U.S. citizen and education level.
Yeah. Well, those are the only, like, hard, like, things that you can gauge, like, that are, like, yes or no. And then the rest of the things are, like, I don't know, I would want him to like the same things as me. Not all of the same things, but most of the same things.
Find the same things funny.
Yeah. We have to watch many of the same TV shows.
Age limit, upper and lower limit.
Oh. Okay, I'm 25 now. I don't know.
So, like, 19.
Plus or minus 5 years.
Shippo wants to date someone who's 19 years old.
Only 19.
A 19-year-old furry.
Ew. Okay. I just keep thinking of, like, a Wookiee when you say furry.
I'm imagining an owl.
I actually don't entirely know what furry is. Is it...
Let's look it up online
we'll
this.
Do it later.
Well, let's not. I'm not sure.
Only on Wikipedia. It's the only safe place to search. What's your lower limit? So 19. No, 16.
Lower limit is 25.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't want to date anyone younger than me.
Yeah.
I've never understood that either.
Because women, on average, are more mature than men of the same age. Because women have to be more mature. Like, they're like, oh, don't go outside at night. Someone will put his penis in your vagina when you don't want it to be there.
You're like, okay.
You're like, yeah, women have to be more mature. Shit's more dangerous for us out there.
That's true.
And women aren't coddled the same way men are coddled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think it will matter less as I age, but
yeah.
Currently I would definitely not want to date anyone.
Yeah, there are guys at our age that are just as mature as other women our age, but on average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upper limit is, I don't really know, 31.
31?
Yeah. Why did I choose that number? I don't know. Just not a bit, but it seems right.
Why not, Ray?
Yeah, okay, what about you?
I think lower limit... 25 also. I'm 25. I wouldn't even want like a new 25. I would want a stale 25 leaning towards 26. At the very lowest, upper limit probably 33.
That's a good number.
Yeah. Because I think once guys reach 30, then they're kind of like, oh, I need to find an actual relationship and not just put my dick everywhere. Sound a little jaded, don't I? So, adult human male.
Capable of conversing.
Yeah, literate, college grad.
Does literate include literary?
He doesn't have to be literary, but I hate when people write on their profiles, I don't read.
Oh,
what the
God.
Fuck? Like, what's wrong with
that's
you?
A good
yeah. Or people who describe themselves as a simple country boy. Like, why would you describe yourself as simple? That means you're stupid. Someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously. Laughs at the same things that I laugh at. Likes the same TV shows that I like.
Yeah.
I think it's a red flag when they say they like 2.5 men.
Do people say that on Crush?
Yes.
Who
I
the
just
hell
saw
likes
someone...
2.5 men?
Yeah, I saw someone on there who was like, I like 2.5 men, except for season 8. I didn't like season 8.
It's wrong. I mean, he has standards.
Exactly. I saw one guy whose profile was just not into white women.
Oh, yeah.
He was a white guy.
Nah, he's being upfront.
I got a message recently, I already told you all this, from a guy who's in his 40s saying, I just moved here. I need some entertainment in the evenings. Would you like to let me buy you dinner? Like, what the fuck, man?
No.
Absolutely not. Oh, no children or no previous marriages.
I think if you ever wanted to make a guy a feminist, you just force them all to have, like, just pick a hot, like, woman account and just make them online date.
What?
If you have, like, because I think, like, guys.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, right? Like, the biggest problem is people don't have empathy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so just make, you can always have fake empathy. It's easy to learn it.
They don't, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So.
Yeah. Okay, so, what about you?
Yeah, what about you?
Mine is going to sound crazy, but, like, I think I'm probably much higher in terms of, like, requirements and stuff.
Oh, okay. Probably, yeah, because you probably haven't met all the riffraff out there to lower your standards yet.
Yeah. I always got, like, doctors, like, on mine, and it got kind of boring.
You should not definitely date a doctor. Sugar mama.
I think that, like, for Star's Car. If for the my Desi ideal King. Person is, like,
a
someone...
Desi queen.
I'm sorry.
But, I mean, I don't know. Like, when I think about it, it's, like, a Olivia Pope, like, Michelle Obama-esque personality in terms of someone... I know you don't like this term, but, like, who's someone who challenges me to, like, be the best person I can be.
But not a serial killer.
And definitely someone who's, like...
not that joke.
Plus or minus... Yeah, not a serial killer.
It's just scary. Short. serial killer.
Just the one murder.
Just the one.
Just a couple.
Just a casual murder.
It's not, like, a hobby.
Yeah. It's a one-off.
If you... Well, actually, no. We'll get to that really awkward, sinister question later. But...
Oh, God. let's
get to it now.
But, yeah, I think just someone who's just, like, plus or minus... I guess I could date someone who's older than me.
Yeah,
she'd have good. To... I think it'd be kind of a little intimidating, but, you know, I'm fine for breaking social norms.
How? It's not that weird. My mom's older than my dad. A lot of people's moms are older than their dads.
Yeah, it's not that
it's
weird.
It's fairly uncommon.
Maybe...
I don't know why I spoke in a British accent. No. I think it was to be more authoritative.
Wait, what is your lower and upper limit, age-wise?
Plus or minus 2 years.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay, that's pretty strict.
That's, yeah, it's pretty...
I mean, and no one, like, they have tight to, I think it's more, like, the same career life goals and stuff. They're just, like, just coming out of college, and they're just like, oh, that's all in the club, and I'm just like, I don't have time for that.
I only go to the club.
I'm so.
Are a lot of the women you meet like that? No. I'll tell them.
I think the thing I worry about more is, like, I think I have the opposite problem, which is, like, I don't think about, like, the in-time, like, interactions. I'm just like, how are our kids gonna be? Like,
yeah,
what is
that's
the type of house?
Scary.
I have, like, a very, like, Indian, Bollywood sense of, like, we're gonna be together and our families are gonna be together and, like, I might run for political office and are you interested? That kind of thing.
Oh.
Which is, like,
she's
everyone's
gonna
like,
be
yo,
your
go
Claire
for
Underwood.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna be Frank, though.
Yeah, he's a bad person. But Claire's... Yeah. Better yes. somewhat. Yeah.
I'm interested in someone who has, like, a not psychotic Claire Underwood personality.
Yeah. Non-psychotic. That's also on my list.
Yeah.
Or serial killer.
Non-serial killer.
Yeah.
Just the one or two.
Not a pattern of serial killer.
No, not a pattern. Yeah.
Okay, this is my question. It's really random, but, like, if you knew that, like, the person you were dating had ever, like, killed someone, how would that affect your...
I would definitely say no. Turn them into the police.
But, like, if it was, like, in self-defense or something.
Oh.
I would probably assume that they had problems and not date them.
Oh, well, I don't know. I guess it would depend. I mean, if they were just, like, walking down the street and someone attacked them or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be scared.
I think it's very highly...
situational.
Yeah, situational.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, I just thought of that when you were just like, a serial killer, and I was just like, oh my god, what if you do meet someone that's killed someone? Random.
I hope that I never date a serial killer. Intentionally or by accident.
Oh god.
Yeah, so, we'll see.
What apps have you used?
Used Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah.
But the problem was it kept picking, like, people in my friend circle that I knew.
What?
That you knew?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like people that you're not friends with on Facebook, but you know them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like,
that's awkward.
Yeah. And I could predict it because I was just like, I bet $5 this person goes to this school, this.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
It was good and bad because I felt like, I don't know, like I think what matters to me more is like the value stuff, and I was like, they're not aligned with me on that.
Oh, yeah. Values. Yeah. Gotta be okay with my crazy feminist ideas.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, man.
Dude, man.
What do you think about, like, the new cadets who graduated?
Oh.
From the Army, whatever.
The Rangers school?
Yeah.
It's cool. Some badass chicks. I don't know. Sorry I said that. I'm sorry. I apologize to the military. Thank you for your service.
Donald Trump said that when he's president, he's going to build an army so big that we'll never even need to use it. So I think that's a good strategy.
Actually, I think that's awesome. Yeah, I'll roll with that. Yeah.
He literally said, when I'm president, we'll have the best everything.
Donald.
I love him.
One of his platforms.
So funny. What was the question again?
I forget.
Oh.
I mean, my ADHD.
What do you think of the cadets? Oh, that's not related to romance. I don't want to romance either of them, but good job. Well done.
Congrats.
Congrats. Yeah.
Okay.
What are your hard no's? This will be more fun.
Oh, God.
Hard no's.
Talking in that kind of voice, that's a hard no.
Yeah, someone has an annoying voice.
I went on a date with someone once who was telling me about the places where he had lived in the past, or had visited or lived, basically a travel journal. So he said, oh, this place, oh, that's cool, you know, whatever, keep listening. You know, sometimes when you're talking to someone, you, like, go off of something they say, and you, like, tell your own little story. Not to totally divert the topic, just to, like, have something to say. And I started saying something, but he just kept listing all the places that he had been, like, while I was talking. It was very weird.
At the same
weird.
Time?
Oh. Yes! God. It was so weird. And he was like,
Oh, then, Alaska, Arizona.
Exactly! Yes! I wish he had.
I went to Chile in 2004.
I wish he had listed the airport codes for them. He also...
DFW.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
He also was like... he said, oh, I think you would be a good teacher. And I was like, oh, well, I don't know. I don't think I'd be good at that. And he was like, well, it'll be good practice for when you're a mom. I should have left right then. He also, this is like a date that was just like an amalgam of just like horrible things coming
from
you,
all. Do you feel like you're just allowed to just get up in the middle and be like, I can't
to. Next, I'm too like, I don't want to offend or anything. So I usually stay until.
You left me a voicemail from the bathroom once.
Yeah, the one time a guy corrected me on my vocabulary. So I was wanting to leave really badly. And then when he offered to walk me to my car, I was like, no, it's really far away. It's cold. Bye. And, like, sprinted.
You said it's cold. Bye.
It's cold.
Oh. It's cold.
Yeah. I was like, bye.
And then she's like, it's cold. Bye. And I was just like, damn.
That would have been awesome. No. I once went on a date with someone who said, he was talking about his friend is, like, in a fight with his girlfriend. And he was like, oh, I was like, you know, oh, why are they fighting? And he said, because she thinks that he tried to coerce her into having sex with him. And I was like, oh, that's kind of fucked up. And he was like, well, I mean, she was naked in his bed, so. And I was like, so what? Like, so she was, so he was like, so she kind of owed him. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So after that, I was kind of like, I gotta go. Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you should be able to be like, you know what? This just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll pay for my food.
I'm not going to pay for my food. No. Are you kidding? No.
If the other person is crazy, then you should be like, I'll let you get the bill and then I'm going to leave.
That's what I'm going to do next time. Just
but,
leave.
Okay. This is probably stupid, but like, I don't know. I feel like as a male, I find it like frustrating that people want to be treated equally, but then like it's sort of like so much pressure to like constantly pay.
You don't have to constantly pay just for the first couple of days.
But why? We're all equal.
Because, if you make more money, if you obviously make more money than the person you're going on a date with, then you should pay. Because
I'm a broke startup founder.
Oh, well,
anyone's going to make more money.
Then you should, like, take turns. I mean, once you're in a relationship, you're going to take turns anyway, probably.
That's true.
That
was easily to dissolve.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, because I've been, like, on dates with guys who, like, talk about how they make a lot of money or whatever. And she's like, you know what? If you're going to be saying that, like, and no skin off my wallet, like, whatever. Yeah. On the same day with this guy, he was also like, so why are you on all these dating apps? And I was like, to meet people, you know, see what happens.
My likelihood of finding the right combination.
Oh, God, no. And I was like, so why are you on it? And he was like, I'm trying to learn how to be better at breaking the ice with people. And I was like, you need that.
Practice socializing.
This is
very
not going
unfortunate.
Well.
Yeah, this is not going well. Yeah, I need to just learn to escape immediately.
Yeah.
You know what they should do? If they really wanted it to go well, they should just, like, have, like, Yelp type... Do they have Yelp type ratings?
Lulu?
Yeah.
Yeah. People? But that would be weird. Because not, I might rate someone poorly, but someone might really like to be told that they are going to be a mother one day. I don't know, yeah. Someone may really enjoy that, so.
That's true.
Oh, and he, just like really ragging on this one guy who was really terrible though. Wait, he was saying that he had a roommate, and I was like, oh, you know, are y'all friends or whatever? And he's like, not really, because we tried to throw a party together once, and like his friends are the type of people who show up at 7:30, and like my friends are the type of people that show up at midnight. I'm so cool. Yeah, I was like, congratulations. So.
Sounds horrible.
And you're just like, oh god, this man.
Yeah, it was all kinds of terrible, coming from all angles.
So their party lasted from 7 p.m. till the middle of the night.
Till the sunrise, I guess. I don't know.
Just one side of the room is like playing board games and eating and talking about NPR, and the other half is just having a, what is it, a kit?
A rager.
A rager. Rager. Also got kegger.
Yeah. What do the kids call it these days?
What are the terms?
Anyway, I don't know. Are you meeting any women at Kroger?
Wow.
Just wanted to shoehorn that in somehow. Cry the Kings out of Kroger.
It's the best. I'm just going to put in a plug for Kroger. We play games.
What's great about it? Tell us all the things you like about it.
It's just like, it's like a Starbucks without anybody there and free Wi-Fi and all the food you can eat. Why wouldn't I like it?
How much does a whole pie cost?
It costs $4 for a whole apple pie. And then I can just meet people and be like, you want some Chips Ahoy? Let me get some for you. Boom.
Has that happened to you before, ever?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Not on a date.
Hey girl.
You bought a stranger Chips Ahoy at Kroger?
No.
Oh, not a stranger.
No.
Oh.
No.
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 No. So you're not meeting women there?
No.
Okay.
I have met women there, but not meeting women there.
Oh, yeah. You've met women there for dates at the
Kroger. For meetings.
At the Kroger.
Because, you know, nothing says legit meeting like a Kroger.
That's so true.
If you take someone on a date to a Kroger, what of an intervention.
I would respect that so hard. You would be doing you.
That'd be really funny if you just gave her the address and you were like, just meet me there.
You shouldn't hide anything from your potential date.
Yeah, what, only what
hide
your
I think you should hide a lot of things up front.
Only your emotions.
Just your feelings.
I feel like that penalizes
just like
me,
your personality.
I'm always hide genuine that up about front. That.
No, yeah. I think that's... Well, I mean, I think that's why I have such a low success rate. A very niche personality. Not as niche as they come, but...
Because I think all my friends have always told me that dating should be like an iceberg, where you like only show 20% and then 80%.
No, I would say show at least like 70%, but keep the weird shit to yourself. It's at like, least a like, second date.
Like if someone's like, oh, where do you see yourself in like 5 years? I'm like, oh, I want to run for political office and be governor of the
people
state of Arkansas.
Ask you that?
No, I'm just saying like if they
that's
did.
That's an right? interview question. That's not a date question.
I'm telling you, I need a date on LinkedIn.
Oh my god. Hillary Clinton has a LinkedIn.
Really?
Yeah, I followed her on LinkedIn.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh god.
As Jack Donaghy would say, if she has a LinkedIn, she might as well be dead.
For the professional shoddies, as Aziz Ansari would say on Parks and Rec. yeah, you should hide some of your... Hide your emotions, for sure.
Mm.
Hide... Give glimpses of your politics, because you at least need to feel that out if it's important to you. But, yeah, hide a lot of it. Right?
Yeah, I would say generally when I'm meeting new people,
hide
I have
your
to
genitalia.
Hide. Definitely.
at least until
the second date.
At least the second date, yeah. Don't talk about your finances or financial problems.
Oh, God,
yeah. Yeah. Until at least the second or third date or any of your medical history.
Oh, God.
Bring it with you just in case.
Bring your chart.
Bring your record.
Yeah, your vaccination record and your passport.
3 copies
of your passport. Hey, what do you guys think about couples? And you probably weren't exposed to this because it's more of a high school thing. But like couples.
I went to high school.
Karthik is a teacher. He doesn't just hang out with high schoolers.
Yes. But like a lot of my high schoolers would have the same Facebook account. It'd be like Gio and Aaron's Facebook
That's
account.
That's fucking stupid. They don't know how computers work.
And I was just like, is this a trust issue? Or just
It must be, because they're so young that they're like digital natives or whatever, some dumb shit like that. I know that some like grown people, like people in their 30s and 40s or whatever, they were married before Facebook came along, so they just have their together Facebook account, which is kind of adorable. I'm going to make a Facebook account for my puppy.
Puppy.
Yeah.
Rough.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Thank you. That's what puppies do. You and Cashy would get along very well.
Screw dating. Let's just all buy puppies.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. No,
puppies can date.
That'd be cute. Except they're... It'll be platonic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cashy's gonna get... shut down. As soon as... I mean, that's 6 months when they're supposed to get it shut down. Yeah. Anyway. So hide some of your personality. Not all of it.
A lot of it.
Live, laugh, love. Dance like nobody's watching.
It's not about feedback. The destination.
It's about the journey.
Life is like a box of chocolate.
Keep calm and carry on.
If they can't handle you
at your worst, they don't deserve you at your best.
Do you guys just like both have this on your like mirror? Your
no, bathroom? But that's like a thing that crazy ladies say. Yeah. Like that is a mark of a woman who's actually crazy.
What is that one? My sister has this. It's like a well-behaved woman seldom make history or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
Eleanor Roosevelt. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. I don't like the one that's, you can't handle me at my worst. You don't deserve me at my best. It's not good. That's not good. Yeah,
it depends on how bad your worst is. Yeah. It might be really bad.
It might be really bad.
That's true.
Yeah. That's a red flag for sure.
Yeah.
Mentioning EDM is a pretty big red flag on guys' profiles. Mentioning...
Too much hip-hop is also one.
No, hip-hop's awesome.
I don't like when guys' first hobby is working out.
Yeah, that's really boring. Or CrossFit. CrossFit.
Oh, yeah.
I need to find a CrossFit box. Who wants to work out with me in Houston? Like, no. I want to sit on my couch and watch TV. No one wants to work out. It's just something we do. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting because like everything you're saying is like stuff I would do. Like I would like I'm not even like a workout person, but I'd feel like the need to put working out because everyone else is putting in.
No. Say that if you like a certain type of thing, like not CrossFit, fuck CrossFit.
But if you like
bicycling or something, yeah.
No, I don't like any of these things.
Then what would you put? What do you specifically like?
Dancing,
watching TV, and eating.
You're really good at dancing. Say you're good at dancing. But that women love that. But no, you are really good at dancing.
Yeah. If someone choreographs it in front of me.
No, you're good at dancing and you're good at singing. So.
I guess.
Yeah.
I think that,
don't put things that you would put on your resume.
I think that, like...
Yeah. Proficient at Microsoft Excel.
No. Do like a wicked PowerPoint.
Do put that. Prezi. Girls would be turned off by Prezi.
Proficient at Prezi.
Yeah.
SQL database. Super proficient. I kind of want to make, like, two fake profiles, and, like, they're both the same person.
Yeah, like Aziz did in Parks and Rec. Tom N. Haverford. The N stands for nerd. I really checked that one. Yeah, you should do that.
I want to do that. Because ever since I saw that guy on Instagram who's just having such a cool life, I thought, I want to be this guy.
Which guy? Oh, the guy who looks like you? The
guy looks like me.
Oh, weird.
I kind of wonder what like it would be if I like contacted
you. Should
like,
let us.
Yo, we look alike.
You should let us edit your profile. Not edit, definitely. But like look it over. Change because it. I feel like a lot of guys, they just need like... They need some help. Like they're not... They can't... These people can't all be as terrible as their profiles make them look. Their profiles make them look like the scourge of humanity. Not everyone can be that.
I figured it out. You know why? Because society's so sexist, women have to constantly have their shit together. And males have never faced that pressure because they've never had a consumer marketplace.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone in India wrote about this extensively. All these Indian guys who are just like, I'm not that bad looking. Why am I not getting dates?
Yeah, or like, don't go on the offensive in your profile. Like... I'm tired of all these fake ladies or whatever. Yeah. Like, no one needs to... Don't write in all caps. Don't mention paleo diet, CrossFit, EDM. Your love for just chilling. Just having fun. I hate having fun. It's the worst thing to have.
I hate when people have a sense of humor.
Yeah, it's actually the like worst. Yeah.
Really?
No, but that's something that people want their dates to have.
Yeah. I hate... It's stupid. Yeah, it's really boring.
I like cartoon characters. And, like, Justice League and Batman. But I feel like I can't put that online because then I sound like a child.
You can say vintage. Just
choose one of those.
Cartoons. Say that.
Ooh, yeah.
That sounds good. Because Justice League is vintage.
Vintage. It was, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm vintage so old. For,
it is? It
was five to ten years ago.
Okay, 10 years, definitely. The Jackie Chan Adventures.
Oh, my God. That was the best.
That was the best.
Jackie?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
What? This is the only Asian American show ever.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Good job, podcasting, guys. Any final concluding notes before we eat the cowboy bark?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is the best.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think they should, you know, Trader Joe's should just toast, like, dating things. Mixers or, like, Whole Foods.
I'd be okay with that.
Whenever I go to Trader Joe's, I see happily together couples.
I haven't been there in, like, a year at least.
I go there a lot.
To find romance.
You know where you could find romance? Whole Foods has a yoga and a wine thing.
Well, no. I feel like I would only meet insufferable people. That's another thing.
I would mostly meet middle-aged...
You are so high.
I would meet middle-aged women. You would meet middle-aged women at a Whole Foods yoga and
Yeah, you would meet, like, mommies.
You are not going to meet... Yeah. I'm not going to meet a young
the
guy.
The only people I see at Whole Foods are parents.
Why can't guys do yoga?
They can.
It's called broga. Yeah, they can. Plus, you're Indian. You definitely can.
Oh, wow.
Race people card.
Me and David. That's why I feel weird learning it from someone who doesn't understand the spiritual underpinnings of it.
Namaste.
You don't know what that means.
Namaste.
Oh, I don't know what any of the spiritual under things are.
I want to learn them all.
I've heard it's kind of made up.
What? That yoga is cultural spiritual underpinnings?
I've heard that some of it is kind of made up.
I think that... versions
or newer
of
it
that
in
are
West,
here
yeah.
are different than the versions that are done
by
the old yogis in India.
Yeah, agreed.
No, I read this thing about, like, this woman who set up her own studio in the U.S. and she went to India and tried doing it and she hated it. She was like, they kept, like, criticizing my stances and telling me to, like, make sure I'm doing it right. And she was like, it's about how I feel.
And the Indian people like, no, it's not.
You are doing it incorrectly.
Finally, an Indian accent makes its way onto the podcast.
I did yoga with some Indian people, and it was pretty painful. The people who were teaching it came up to me and, like, poked me in first place. Like, nope, that's wrong. Nope.
Isn't that how Bharat Nandiyam was for you?
It was really painful. When I was, like, a small child, probably.
But you're like, now I'm a master.
Don't do that hand motion.
A master.
That's not even one of the hand motions. Should we thank our sponsor?
Yeah.
Bitchbox.
Sponsor is bitchbox.com. What is Bitchbox, Shabba?
It is a curated service.
Yeah, what kind of service?
For bad bitches.
By bad bitches.
Wait, really?
Yep. Every week delivered to your doorstep is a box of
bitching goods.
Yeah.
Wow.
Curated by...
What's in this week's Bitchbox?
Oh, God, so many good things in this week's Bitchbox.
Yeah.
And this week's bitch box is... Oh, first we have to be clear, this is bitchbox.com.
Not
bitchbox.com.au.
.edu?
.au.
Oh.
I'll send you a link.
What is AU? Like African
it's
Union?
The Australian.
Oh, Austrian. Oh.
Yeah, they sell enclosures for a bitch and
bitchbox.
Because dogs don't use condoms.
I'm so confused.
The country of Africa.
I'm so confused. Are there EU domains? I don't know.
Oh. No. I don't know. But I think Australia has AU.
Yeah. Got dibs.
Dips. Okay.
What about Austria, then? I'll stop. Okay, sorry.
I don't know. I'll look that up later.
Yeah.
Well, okay. In Austria, in German, Austria is not Austria. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's like Österreich. Or something like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What's in the box?
Some
dips?
Yes. The first item in the box... It's a selection of Tostitos dips.
What flavors?
Tortilla dips.
Oh, I thought you thought, like, dip as in, like, chewing tobacco. I was
no.
like, really?
No.
No,
no.
No. Come on.
No.
Classy.
No.
Classy.
Only classy stuff.
Yeah.
What are the Tostitos dipping flavors? We got some chipotle, some sour cream, and onion.
We're gonna photograph y'all while this is happening.
Why?
Put your faces in.
Some... Teriyaki sauce? This is really distracting that you're taking a photo of.
Sorry.
Wow.
It's just a
coffee?
New...
We have some coffee flavored dip.
Okay.
For your tortilla chips.
Dog food flavor.
Wait, really?
Yum. Yeah.
But it's not. Dogs can't eat it.
And
it's not for dog consumption.
Do not feed it to your dog.
Only eat it.
Only
feed
it. Humans.
Put it in your mouth.
And Heath bar.
Okay. What's the second
for chips?
Thing?
Yep. The second item
that's interesting.
Is a Motorola Razr phone.
Oh, God, those are so cool. The people who own them are so cool.
Yeah, it's like, haven't you been wanting one of those?
Yeah, I
want to
go
for
back.
For the longest time. So that's the second thing on the list. You'll be able to text your friends using this new thing called T9. You'll really need it to keep in touch with your bros.
Okay,
or
yes.
Gals. Or gals.
Karthik's like, this is not as classy as I thought it was going to be.
Or sisters. Text yeah. whoever.
Okay, hey, you can text people.
Mono.
Yeah, you can text people of all genders on there. And then the last thing is a can of chickpeas.
Wow.
Two food items. Oh, shit. You're right.
It's okay. The one from that episode of Pretty Little
Liars. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. It's, this is a deep... deep reference.
Yes, deep cut. This deep is a cut. Highly...
PLL. Yeah. We're so pathetic. It's a deep cut from the show Pretty Little Liars. So, like,
we are the only people
acclaimed.
Who are making PLL deep cuts.
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty sad,
I think,
but...
it's not pleased.
I'm just confused.
Kyle would always leave during this part. When we had Kyle on the podcast, like, he would just be like, alright, bye.
I need to watch more.
Or he'd be like, okay, I can eat my snack now,
I'm
right?
I'm here for the cowboy thing.
Yeah, I know.
I will link everyone to this YouTube clip from PLL, because it's amazing. And it stars chickpeas. Okay. So, yeah, get your order now. Is there a discount code?
Discount code is DIPS.
Spell it.
D-I-P-C.
D-I-P-Z.
D-I-P-Z. Dibs.
Isn't that just dibs?
Dibs?
How will people know that it's dibs?
Dibs. Oh, you're right. D-E-E-I-P-Z. Dibs. Okay. Yeah. Go to whatever.com, enter code what I just said.
Whatever.com.
Trying to speed things along.
This is like a 3-hour long episode?
It's,
long.
No, it's actually not that long.
Go to bitchbox.com and type in
offer code DIPS.
DIPS. For 5% off.
For an additional 10% off, type in Arkansas Daisy King.
Wow. We'll never find it.
My favorite thing
find
that I've ever known about you.
LOTR fanfiction. I will give you $1.
We'll give you at least
$1.
$3.
Yeah, $1 to $3.
Yeah. It was slightly plagiarized.
You plagiarized?
I didn't plagiarize. Other Lord of the Rings fanfiction.
Oh my god.
I'm glad that you're making this admission now. You wouldn't want it to come out when you're running for president. It's like the edgiest thing you've ever done.
Plagiarized.
Sorry, guys.
Lord of the Rings fanfiction.
Oh god.
You can follow us on Twitter
at Night Cheese Pod.
You can follow us on that's it.
Yeah, we don't have any other
say social media accounts.
We don't have Instagram.
You can follow Karthik on Twitter at
Karthik Sora.
At Karthik Sora.
Or One Jump Now.
Or One Jump Now. Do you want to plug One Jump?
Oh, it's fine.
One Jump is awesome. Check out you have a website?
Yeah. OneJump.org.
Yeah,
OneJump.org. Spell it the normal way.
not like dips.
Not like
dips.
Just the normal English way.
Dips. And we'll leave it a mystery, so go check it out.
Yeah.
Please subscribe
to us
on Twitter. What's wrong with
subscribe
me?
To us on Instagram.
I don't know. I don't know how the internet works. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
iTunes.
And Stitcher
Radio. Please leave us a review.
Please leave us a review.
It's not a, it's not like it's important or something.
It's like really important.
Please leave us a review.
Okay. Thank you for listening and good night.
That'll never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can. Run away from the baby. Run away. Run away from me, baby. Run away. Let them get crazy. Run away. Get the thumb plane. Run away as fast as you can. Run away from me, baby. Run away. Run away from me, baby. Run away. None of them get crazy. Why can't she just run away? Baby, I got a plan. Run away as fast as you can. 24/7, 360.
65, pussy stays on my mind. I did it, alright, alright, I admit it. Now pick your next move, you can leave or live with it. Ichabod Crane with that motherfucking top off. Split and go where, back to wearing knockoffs. High, knock it off, Neiman shop it off. Let's talk over my ties, waitress top it off. Hoes like poachers wanna fly in your Freddy loafers. You can't blame them, they ain't never seen Versace sofas. Every bag, every blouse, every bracelet comes with a price tag, baby, face it. You should leave if you can't accept the basics. Plenty hoes in a ball of nigga matrix. Invisibly set, the Rolex is faceless. I'm just young, rich, and tasteless. P.
Never was much of a romantic. I could never take the intimacy. And I know I did damage. Cause the look in your eyes is killing me. I guess you knew an advantage. Cause you could blame me for everything. And I don't know how I'ma manage if one day you just up and leave. And I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my shit just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerk-offs. Gotta never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
Everybody okay, wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love.